The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening to The Commuters.
Attention passengers on Line 1, Yonge University. We are currently experiencing a delay northbound at our college station due to police activity. This train is now going out of service.
Something. Always something.
At this point, delays are just part of my daily commute.
Change the meaning of being a commuter.
This is Rocio and Serena, and you're listening to The Commuters.
Welcome back to The Commuters, the podcast about TMU life, one bus ride at a time.
Today's topic is the future of commuting and what this year has taught us.
Today, we have a very special guest for our final episode of this season, Adam.
Hello. Thank you guys so much for having me today.
Of course. Thank you for being here.
We're so glad that you're able to be our guest for our show today. Let's get right into it.
So, Adam, why don't you tell us a little bit about your commuting experience?
So, yeah, I've actually given up taking the TTC. I way prefer to take the GO train. It only takes me about, let's say, 20 minutes from my house all the way to Union Station. Except, you know, for the 4 minutes I do have to take the TTC, I always run into issues.
Yeah.
I did want to say, I noticed today, getting off of the subway, that Dundas Station is now officially changed to TMU Station.
I saw that.
I saw the sign. That's what I wanted to tell you guys. I noticed that today.
Yeah. I saw the other day that they were putting up the signs there. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of crazy. I'm like, wow, this is happening so quick. Yeah. I also noticed that there's two new lines opening up soon.
I heard
about
that.
Wait, what lines?
Finch West and Eglinton Line, even though, you know, Eglinton was supposed to open about 15 years ago, but we'll see if it opens this year.
Yeah, I know they're also expanding to, like, Richmond Hill Center, I think, but that's going to be in, like, 2035 or something.
We will not be commuting to school by then,
well,
so.
Victory lap, you never know.
Yeah, that's true.
You
never know.
So, Adam, I know that you live downtown for a bit, so can you tell us a little bit about that experience and I guess how it compares to being a commuter?
Yeah, you know, I like the commuting aspect because on the train, the 20-minute train ride, I have that time, you know, to drink my coffee. I have time to check my emails, prepare kind of for my day. Then when I get to Union, I have time to get a coffee, get some breakfast. Whereas if I live downtown, my alarm would be set for 7:55 and I'd make it to that 8 a.m. at 8:05. Like, there is no time to spare when you live downtown because you will push it to the last second.
That's mm-hmm. so true.
But commuting is nice because you have time to yourself.
Yeah, I never thought about that, actually. Like, having that time to yourself.
Yeah, that's what I like about the GO train, that I can do some work on it, especially because it's like 40 minutes for me. So whatever I can't finish the night before, I'll do on my way to class.
It's a good time to catch up on your readings, or I like that to use that time sometimes to prepare and read a little bit ahead of the slides.
Would you ever go back to living on campus, or are you done with that?
You know, I think it's nice, the commuting aspect. It was great to have my first year living on campus. I got to learn the downtown as a whole and where things are. But that ship has sailed. I like saving money. I like being at home with my family. And, you know, I like actually having space and not living in a 400-square-foot cardboard box.
That's very true. You have, like, your own space. And also, I know you've mentioned a few times how noisy downtown can be, right?
Oh my God. I would be waking up sometimes at 3 a.m. because of a fire truck, an ambulance, car, even with AirPods on noise canceling when you sleep.
Oh my gosh. Wait, you would sleep with them?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I think for me, I agree. Like, living at home, it's comfortable. It's your own space.
Although,
what?
Like, noise in the house.
I think that's like the downside is like there's a lot of distractions and like you live in a family. You know what, guys? I would totally live with you guys downtown, though.
I wouldn't.
What? You guys were supposed to say yeah. We would totally.
Wait, redo.
Okay. You know what, guys? I would totally live downtown with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. We love you.
I hate you guys.
Yeah, unfortunately, I actually don't have $2,000 to spend.
Okay, let's forget about the money, though.
The money.
Okay, next.
I think a really big thing right now, for example, is we have finals and exams or like presentations. Like, I had a class that was just like 20 minutes the other day and I had to commute for like an hour and then an hour back. So that's 2 hours commuting and just 30 minutes on campus, which is really annoying.
Yep. Waste of money. think it makes sense, like, if your class is short and then you have something to do after, maybe you stay down here to study or, like, meet up with some friends. But I find it pretty annoying when I have just 20 minutes of class and then I'm done for the day.
Yeah, like, yesterday we showed up to class. Okay, yeah, we stayed and, like, did our assignment.
Oh, yeah.
I literally show up. I was half an hour late. And then
the class was done.
4 minutes later,
she
was like, okay, you guys can go home.
Lovely.
And she commuted for a whole hour and she was late. And then.
Oh, poor girl. You know, at least we're lucky that with our tuition money, we have access to the gyms, the Met, all the fun places on campus, the SLC that we can just go to, relax and decompress.
That's true. Except I was like on an hour of sleep, so I wasn't going to do anything with it.
No.
Serena and I are like, we slept for an hour the other day finishing our assignments.
Luckily, I'm done like 3 of my classes now, though.
Yay!
Insert confetti.
Another thing is we've been talking about over the past episodes how commuting has taught us things and kind of like shaped a part of who we are, right? What would be something that you think it has taught you?
The one aspect that is not so fun about commuting, well, not one. One of the aspects that's maybe not the greatest about commuting is that you learn how to plan. Like, if you are 1 minute late for that train, you have to wait a whole other hour sometimes for the next train. And you know, if you have to get to your 8 a.m., you got to take the 7 a.m. GO train. That means you have to be up at 6:15. Rather, you know, if you're living downtown, that alarm would be set for 5 minutes before the class.
I think for me, it's helped me develop my time management skills more. Guys, I already have time management skills. Like, it hasn't just taught me it. Hey!
You know what you haven't developed?
What?
Your sense of direction.
It's gotten better. It's gotten better.
Actually, yeah, it has. Yeah. I remember first year,
I was really lost.
Do you know where Dundas Street is?
Yes, I know where Dundas Street is.
Where is it?
It's over there.
I find the easiest way when I was down here my first year to learn directions was to just look at Apple Maps and go on transit mode, and you can see all like the different lines, like the yellow line, the green line, and you know that the yellow line goes up Yonge Street and then goes up University. So that's, I picture, if I see Yonge or University, that's the, I see, like, know. I picture like a yellow line
that's,
in my
yeah,
head
yeah.
or
smart.
Blue or like the green line in my head.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we saw today? At Kerr Hall, there's a sign and it said that if you go on maps, it tells you every single room in Kerr Hall.
No, it's
so if
wrong.
You get lost,
it's wrong.
Oh
no, there's no way that's right.
No,
I've gotten
it's
lost
it's
for
wrong.
Like 20
it.
Minutes on Apple Maps or Google Maps. I think
Google
it's on
Maps.
Google.
Google Maps.
Who uses Google Maps?
Me?
No one.
Oh,
no, me.
I use it and Waze.
Okay, I'm looking.
This is not sponsored by them, by the way.
Yeah, she ain't on Apple Maps, but I don't use Google Maps. Maybe I'll download it.
But yeah, it's definitely taught me more about time management, especially when it comes to, okay, what bus do I have to take? What train do I have to take? What time do I have to wake up in order to catch that bus and then be able to catch that train, right? And just time management also in between my classes and just getting home. I think that's like the biggest thing commuting has taught me, and it's still teaching me.
What advice would you guys give future commuter students or wish that you guys had?
I think the biggest thing is to plan the night before to save yourself a lot of time.
Yeah.
Planning the bus times or the trains, because if you miss it,
you never know what time. It'll tell you the time you're going to get at, but you never end up getting.
Sometimes you have to wait for like half an hour for a
literally.
Bus.
The other day, I had to wait like a whole 40 minutes for my bus.
40
like,
minutes?
Yes, because I had to transfer from one bus to another 40 minutes.
In the winter, it's the worst.
Yes, that's another thing. Commuting, like during the seasons, like winter especially, it's hard.
And having an 8 a.m. and it's like pitch black.
Scary.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, no, I would be on the 7 o'clock in the morning train. Guess what? It's pitch black,
pitch black,
okay? You're downtown, you have a full day of school, you're in a lecture hall with no windows. You come back outside, you head to the train, you get on the train, and guess what? Pitch black
pitch
again.
Black. It's wait, so Serena, bad. You like when it's dark in the morning and you're commuting?
Yeah, it's kind of comforting. I don't know.
Guys, I'm Spider-Man. I'm up before everybody else gets up.
No thanks.
It makes you feel like you're being productive.
Except when you crash at 4 p.m. when your coffee wears
oh,
off.
Oh, yeah. Serena doesn't drink coffee, though.
How do you survive?
I'm not surviving.
She's Spider-Man, yeah, look at her, like you said.
Her eye bag.
Oh, my word.
Whoa,
I feel like if you don't start drinking coffee, you don't know like the difference. So like,
we're doomed then, Adam. All we have is coffee.
Now you have to have coffee to wake up.
Yeah, I had a pre-coffee headache today. It was pretty bad.
So you're getting like withdrawal?
Essentially.
Another big aspect is parking, because if you're not there early in the day, good luck finding a spot.
Okay, I didn't realize until like my third or fourth week that Rutherford Go had more than two levels of parking. I would drive around, go through the first two levels and be like, holy crap, there's nowhere to park. And then I would miss the train. No. I would drive to the
what
closest.
What do you think the other levels were for?
I didn't see them. And then I didn't know how to get there. Yeah, literally. And then I would drive to the closest TTC station, which was, I think, 407. Mm-hmm. I would get there, be like, oh, she's full too. And then I would drive downtown.
Wait, so you'd go to the Go,
mm-hmm.
then TTC.
Mm-hmm.
None of those worked, so you would just drive
yep.
downtown.
All because I decided I couldn't figure out goodness. How to get up. At the Go station.
When did you find out?
Thank God it was like week three.
Okay.
And my mind was blown. There's actually six levels.
Now you're a professional. Now.
Yep. She's actually never full. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yes, ma'am.
What's something you learned commuting that you're going to take with you for future commuting or maybe even like other aspects of your life?
I think definitely problem solving. A lot of the time, you know, taking the TTC, you run into a lot of issues with it being closed down for X, Y, and Z. And for example, the other day, Dundas was shut down. So we had to walk to a different station just to get to Union Station. And last week, the whole downtown U was shut down for a medical emergency. So all of Yonge Street was packed with people walking to Union. But if you didn't have any of those problem solving skills, you would just be stuck. You learned and developed those skills because of your situational awareness and where you are. And, you know, if you're never actually thrown into that situation, you never know how to plan to overcome that.
No, 100%. Yeah, that makes sense. So true. Yeah, I feel like commuting has taught me a lot about problem solving, especially in like situations like when a station is closed or subway's not working or a train is canceled, right? You have to know how to act fast, especially if you want to get to class on time, right?
Or get home on time.
Yeah, yeah. Good point. I think for me, something that I always have to remember is to bring my chargers everywhere I go because yes. I've had a lot of instances, especially during first year, where I was like, okay, my phone and laptop will last me. Or sometimes I would just forget. And
newsflash, it didn't.
With commuting, that was like the worst thing that could happen to me.
Or even like a portable. If you yeah. can, get a portable charger.
Yeah.
And another thing is AirPods. If I don't have my AirPods commuting, it's the end of the world.
Okay, I have a crazy story with that.
Okay, let's hear it.
In first year, when I would live downtown, I went home for the weekend and I got on the subway. I'm like, oh my God, I don't have my AirPods. What am I going to do for the week? And I went straight to the Apple store and bought a new pair of AirPods.
What?
I can't. I need the AirPods. I need them.
Because you forgot your AirPods
at home. At home.
So you have two pairs? So you
didn't. I have a little more than two now.
You didn't think of spending $3 to go back to your house?
No, it was late at night. I needed to get downtown, and I cannot get through the week without AirPods.
So we wanted to reflect a little bit about what we've talked about in all our episodes. So why don't we start off by talking about commuting? Like, what would you change about specifically your day in life as a commuter?
So one thing that I would definitely change is bringing a huge bag downtown. You got to plan the night before of what you're going to do downtown. Sometimes I like going to the gym. Sometimes I go to the Met after, which means that I got to figure out, A, if I'm going, how I'm going to get to the station. If I'm drinking and going to the Met later, you got to Uber to the station or get dropped off. So that's plan number one. And then once you get downtown, you know, you got to have a bag full of change of clothes, change of shoes if you're going to the gym, and then sometimes a change of clothes again if you're going out to the Met or going out at night. And then you got to plan how you're going to get home / back to the station.
And yeah, then you get scoliosis.
Yeah.
No, that's definitely something I would maybe change as well. More of like the planning, like the day before, because I feel like sometimes I'll wake up for a really early class and I'm like, oh, shoot, I have to pack so many things that I didn't do the day before because I fell asleep.
That's another thing. Like when you come downtown as a commuter between classes, you have 3 hours sometimes or even more. It's about finding what you're doing during those times. Adam, do you have any favorite spots or places to go to or things to do?
Okay, so first was the SLC, except she gets very overstimulating sometimes, and there's never anywhere to sit. How many floors are there? Eight?
Yeah,
nine?
Eight.
I like seventh floor.
Seventh floor is cool, but there's not, you can never book out a room. There's
it gets
no,
packed.
You can never book out a room with people. But I found a hidden spot today, guys, okay?
Where?
So I have a class at DCC, and I think it's a couple maybe floor 4 or 5, there's like a whole floor where there's like couches and tables.
What?
And it's quiet.
Is
and
it the lounge for residents?
Hopefully not. Don't tell anyone. But out the window up on one of the buildings, maybe it's this building or the Eng building, there's some like farm kind of on top. Like,
oh,
I don't know if it's a farm.
What?
What?
A farm?
I don't know. It's like greenery space. So you're looking out the window and you don't see the city. You just see like green on the roof. And it's really nice.
I think I know what you're talking about. Where did I see that?
Between the Met and DCC. Yes. Like,
I think that's
it. That's where it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, over like that eagle painting. Wait, I think there's like an eagle painting.
Wait, yes, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go there after this.
Yes, you'll see it.
That's cool. We should go there.
But now we told everyone the spot. Everyone's going to go there now.
Yeah, guys, don't go there.
it's actually really
I heard
bad.
SLC has more room now. Oh, you guys should all go there. And napping on my buddy's couch.
Lucky. See, that's a good thing about having someone who lives down here, right? Yeah. You could just crash at their place.
Yup, that extra key is sitting in my bag.
Oh, my goodness. Cut.
What's something you guys always do when commuting, like a small habit that saved your sanity during the semester?
So for me, here's a good tip. You go all the way, you keep walking all the way to the front of the train because, you know, most people are too lazy to walk to the front of the train. And then sometimes if you're lucky and it's not on peak hours, you get the whole train to yourself.
Yeah, during like rush hour, that's when I'll walk all the way to the end or to the front. If not, I'm too lazy.
The subway, like the second door is at Finch. Like you can go straight. You can be the first one off the subway and first one up the escalators if you go to the second door. So I always go there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The second one. Yeah. Even like coming downtown, I've like learned what cart I have to sit in for each stop.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So on the subway, I kind of memorize which side the doors are opening on. I know when we get to Union, the doors switch and some stations have a platform in the middle as opposed to on each side.
Yeah. No, I think that's the other thing. I know which cart I have to get on in order to get off like right where I parked my car, for example, like right.
Oh, yeah. No.
About 90% of my camera roll is just pictures of my car and the stairwell I use to get down from my car. Because otherwise,
too?
Because you could look at a picture of your car and be like, where the hell is
that's
this?
True, that's true.
And so I take a picture of the stairwell I use, and then I know that my car is around there.
I wanted to ask you guys about what you think about the future of commuting and what that might look like.
You know, hopefully we can get some more funding from the government so we can open up some more transit lines and make the TTC more affordable and reliable.
Okay. I was thinking about this, and I think a cool idea would be to have some sort of app where it tells you, like, specifically, like, bus delays, train delays, how long, what?
There is an app.
I have that app. It's called the Transit app. It's on my home screen. It's on my home screen, too. You can put a little widget, and it'll tell you if there's any delays.
I have another idea. Another thing I thought about, sometimes it's hard to like work on the train and like putting the laptop on your lap. So what if like the train had like little pods or something with a little desk?
And like, no, they do. I just go to the bathroom, sit in the bathroom, put my laptop in my lap, close and lock the door. No one bugs me and I do my work.
Are you joking?
No, Adam.
No, there's a door. You get your own private office.
Okay,
wait, we're
going to move on.
Yeah, why?
Is there like a lid to the toilet?
Yeah.
Adam, no, please tell me.
Adam!
There's a table in there to change babies. You can put your laptop on there.
No, Adam! That should be like a fun fact. Like when someone says like, oh.
Fun fact, there are offices in the GO train. You better not tag me in this.
We're tagging you.
So you guys can put a face to the name of the person that sits in the GO train toilet.
I'm never going to look at you the same now.
I can just... Now, whenever the washroom's closed, I'm going to think about who's in there working.
It's Adam.
Now it's time for our station break.
So, Adam, station break is like a little game or challenge that we have each episode. Obviously, you know, because you've listened to all our episodes, right?
Every single one.
Yeah. So, this week, we're going to do a red flag or green flag commuter game. We're going to give you like a prompt and you have to tell us if it's a green flag or a red flag. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. First up is if there's someone eating a full meal on the bus.
Bro's probably just hungry. You know, I ate two slices of pizza and an egg sandwich today on the train, and that's totally okay. Green flag!
Okay. I agree.
I agree, yes. Next one. Talking on speakerphone.
Buddy, red flag. Put those AirPods in, buddy. We ain't gotta hear about your divorce drama.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, what about the people who stand on the yellow line before the subway comes?
Green flag. They're just trying to live life on the edge, you know?
No, what? I think that's a red flag. Red
that's
flag
dangerous.
Because
they have trust in people.
Okay, it's a green flag for the person, but like red flag as in your safety? Like,
yeah.
No.
You gotta help keep the TTC safe.
Yes.
If you see something, say something. I always try to stand like against a wall or something. But when I see people like on the yellow line, it makes me anxious. Okay, next one. Running for a train you know you're going to miss.
Red. You're just going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, but... Oh, if you know you're going to... Okay, but why would you run if you know you're going to miss it?
Like, at least you try, right?
Yeah, well, the other day I ran to the train, and as soon as I saw those doors closing, I'm like, girl, I ain't making this train.
Not. No.
So I stopped.
I hate, like, being inside the train, and then you see the door starting to close, and people, like, coming to run.
We did that the other day.
Yeah, we just made it.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, 1 minute to closing. I think they were like, okay, we're closing them now, and we ran in.
But again, that's, like, reiterating the fact that commuting takes so much planning, right?
Yeah. I guess, so... Green flag or yellow flag if, like, you don't know if you're going to make it because, like, at least try so you're not late to class or anything. But red flag if you know you're going to miss it because why are we running? When you can hear someone's music through their AirPods.
I guess red flag, but I just have noise canceling on so I don't have to deal with that.
Okay, but what if you forget your AirPods?
Oh, day's over.
No,
music.
He's
leaving red to flag. Buy a new pair, guys.
I'm getting off that train.
Okay, so now it's time for Transit Tales.
Every week, we'll be sharing the wildest, weirdest, and most unforgettable commuter stories from us, our friends, and you, our listeners.
And this week, our guest Adam is going to tell us his transit tale.
Do you guys remember the time we were on a train? Then we got the whole train laughing because the guy yawned while he was
yes!
on the
train. Yes, when we were coming back from homecoming.
Yes!
Oh, it was homecoming.
So yes, yeah. It was homecoming. I remember. Oh my yes. gosh. Tell the story.
Okay, I don't know why. I don't know if it was planned track work and we just didn't pay attention or
probably.
There was some sort of emergency. And then the guy started yawning in the middle of his PA announcement. He's like, attention passengers, this train will now be out of service. And he just kept doing it, and it was really funny. We got the whole train laughing.
And then we're laughing at it, and we kept repeating it. And the guy beside us started laughing.
I think we have videos of it.
Probably. I mean, we still
yeah.
repeat it to this day, like, when we see each other.
Attention.
It was so funny.
I remember we had to take the shuttle bus, and then we had to, like, wait. Because we went to the wrong, like, platform or
Well,
something?
No. I think we were at St. Clair Station, and they have a bus bay there. And we were waiting on the side of the road. And we're like, you don't wait on the side of the road for those buses, honey. So, and it took us so long to figure out there's a bus bay that we have to wait at for the bus to pick us up.
No. So, like, the hour commute actually took us, like, an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Or that one time when we went, when we were going to the X.
This year,
yeah.
Oh, yes, you two were late.
In August. Oh, my gosh. So, there was... Sadly, an accident, but we showed up to take the subway, and there's an announcement that
attention passenger
that subways aren't running, and so we go upstairs to take the shuttle buses.
I remember that they're like, we're gonna be a little bit late,
but of course, three shuttle buses literally go by, and we still can't get on one. And Adam's like, no, we're walking to the next thing, and we walked all the way to what street?
Was it past North York Station?
Yeah, it was the next one. And it stretched our commute to what? Like half an hour more.
Guys, they were like half an hour to almost an hour late. Seb and I were just waiting there.
Yeah.
Blame the TTC.
Again, that's part of commuting. Like, you never know when things like that happen, right? All right, so I guess that brings us to the end of our final episode. How are you guys feeling about this?
You know, I really appreciate you guys having me on today's show. It's been a great experience, and it's been a fun time to chat with you guys.
Thanks, Adam.
Today was so much fun. Thank you for coming.
And thank you for all your insights. They were really helpful, made us see things in a new perspective, and hopefully our listeners can also relate with you. And I also love how we got to reminisce about our transit stories as well.
Even
really
though
fun.
Sometimes they weren't too fun.
That's true. But hey, one thing I took from this episode is
problem solving.
And download the transit app today.
Yes, and download the app. I'm downloading it right now.